The horse world need wait no longer. The 2015 Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon will start in less than 2 minutes. So let's go to Colleen from WeatherBeta for the call.
This is Colleen from WeatherBeta. The hosts are saddled up, the prizes are ready, and the holiday voicemails are loaded in the gate. And they're off.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight you'll see are the horses that will be out your own front door. A pair of Cavallo boots and a pony that scoots are the wish of Wendy and Glenn. Horses that rock and will go for a walk are the wish of Jamie and Jen. And Philip and Reese can hardly wait for showing to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel. One out fox hunting as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the sleigh bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Right within your heart. Merry Christmas.
Welcome to Hour 1, the Horses in the Morning Hour of the Horse Radio Network 12-hour live holiday radiothon by WeatherBeta, with additional support provided by horselovers.com, Omega Alpha Equine. This 12-hour holiday event is fueled by Delahest Coffee, the official coffee sponsor of Radiothon. I am Glenda Geek, and with me in the studio in Ocala, Florida, is host of the driving radio show, Dr. Wendy Ying, and we are your MCs for the entire 12 hours of Radiothon.
HRN, HRN, HRN rocks. Radiothon is finally here. Dressage and jumping and endurance too. You'll never know who you'll be talking to. HRN, HRN, HRN rocks. We've all of our hosts and special guest spots. Ultimate Horsey Gifts is theme of this year. We're so glad you're here. It's a prize time. It's the sponsor's time to give their stuff away. And the grand prize at the end of the ride will keep you listening all darn day. So pick up the line, call your friends. We want to know, what is your favorite gift? The laughs and memories are what we're here for. That's cause HRN rocks. HRN's holiday radiothon rocks. All of your shows in one long row. Driving and draft horse and horse husbands too. They're all here for you. It's the right time, it's our listeners' time to sing their hearts away. Radiothon is the best, Glenn and Wendy don't rest. Someone better bring them coffee all day. So here we go, this is the show, Radiothon. Your hosts will be on all day. Good luck with the show, so people will know. How much HRN rocks.
That's right, we're here. Dr. Wendy is here. Hi, Dr. Wendy. Yes, the third annual Radiothon. We're so excited that you're all here with us today. And of course, this is Horses in the Morning Hour. So we have Jamie Jennings joining us.
Woo woo! It's Radiothon, baby.
That's right.
Again,
it's the holidays. It's time to get in the mood, in the spirit.
This is the like official kickoff for Christmas for me.
I think like,
it's the best day to shop, sit online, be on the radio, listen to Radiothon, and Cyber Monday shop.
I know we have a lot of our listeners who have taken the day off just to listen live today, so thank you to everybody who's doing that.
Amazing.
And if you're one of their employers, they really are sick.
Yes, that's right. They are sick.
There's like a rash of really bad flu going around to all of our listeners. So, I mean, you guys are sick. I can't hear Wendy at all, by the way. So maybe turn your mic on, Wendy.
Wendy, can you be heard now?
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Glenn is just dogging you this morning.
I know. I mean, well, you know, like... and it's so funny. I play the opening sound and iTunes doesn't update. It's right in the middle. So that's the story of our life updates. Well, we are here for the third annual Holiday Radiothon. Yay! This is the first time the live feed is available on the Horse Radio Network app. You can listen on iOS or Android on your phone. Just click the live button at the top. We have 12 hours of unbelievable guests, over $4,000 in prizes, 20 hosts, and you, the callers all day. The phone lines are open, by the way. You can give us a call at 435-272-1997. We have prizes all day long, and you can see that schedule and the prizes and the schedule of the guests and the hosts at holidayradiothon.com. You can listen live there as well. Our theme for this year's Radiothon is your ultimate horsey Christmas gift, past, present, or future. So we're going to be hearing a lot of those today from our listeners who send in voicemails and also from our live celebrities who are going to be on with us. Everyone who entered a voicemail is eligible for the prizes. If you didn't enter a voicemail, you can be eligible by calling today. This is how you enter. And just they'll take your information, whether you want to be on the air or not. They just give them your information and you'll be entered into the hourly prizes and then the grand prize at the end of the day. So that's how you win. 435-272-1997. That phone number is at holidayradiothon.com on all of our Facebook pages. And we have some tremendous prizes for you all day long, which we're going to talk about. But right now, we have to welcome our title sponsor. For the third year in a row, we have Natty here with us, who is a key account manager at WeatherBeta. Hi, Natty.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Happy Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Absolutely. You too. We are so excited to be involved again this year.
You have been with us since the beginning. WeatherBeta was our title sponsor before there was a Radiothon. I went to you guys with the idea and said, we're going to do this crazy thing. We're going to go 12 hours live. We're going to have all these hundreds of callers and everything. And you signed on immediately and you've been with us ever since. So thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely. We're so happy to be a part of this.
You know, WeatherBeta obviously is known for a ton of different products. We're going to be talking about those products all day long, Natty. So we'll be doing a lot of WeatherBeta talk today. But one of the great things about WeatherBeta is they are donating one of our grand prizes today. And I did want to mention that. You guys are donating a $500 prize pack, a Premier Fleece Detach-a-Neck Medium in gray plaid, which is a really nice blanket. A combo fleece cooler and gray plaid, and then matching for your doggy, a parka, and then travel boots in black. So you can outfit your horse and your dog with the grand prize today.
Absolutely. We're really excited to have our listeners be a part of this.
All right, good. Well, Natty, thank you so much. Where can we go to find all of the WeatherBeta stuff?
We can go to weatherbeta.com, and of course, there's an in at Horse Radio Network to find the details as well.
All right, good. Thank you, Natty.
All right, let's
do this, everybody. We're going to get started with the announcement of what the prizes are for this hour. Wendy.
Oh, we have great prizes this hour. We are giving away a pair of Cavallo Trek hoof boots worth $170. Glenn and Jennifer use these boots all the time.
Used them yesterday.
You did?
Yep.
Well, good for you. Scooter and Nigel's little toes are feeling great with their Cavallo Trek hoof boots. And they're some of the most comfortable and longest lasting boots on the market today. We're also giving away a $50 gift certificate from horselovers.com, your home for all your horsey holiday shopping, and my favorite horsey website.
Very good. Well, again, the call-in number is 435-272-1997. We're doing something a little different. When we started this
years ago, 3 years ago now. We did it. We wanted to have the radiothon. It was just for fun, for all of us horse people to get together and talk to other horse people about the holidays and really all get in the spirit. And then, Jamie, you came to me, and I know a little bit this is in the sound file that we're going to play, so I don't want to duplicate too much of it, but you came to me a couple weeks ago and said there was something very special you wanted to do, and we had an opportunity to catch up with the organizer, didn't we?
We did. So, you know, the backstory a little bit is that, you know, my husband and I are adopting out of foster care. And there was a child that we're really interested in, but we found out that, you know, none of the court stuff is even going to happen until for him and with our case, just his court stuff and his siblings is going to happen until January, which made me start thinking there's kids that are in foster care for Christmas, and it's a slow process, and these kids are sitting in foster care for Christmas. Well, how can we bring these kids Christmas? What do we need to do to bring Christmas to children in foster care? And so I found through calling a bunch of different agencies, trying to figure out how to make this happen, I called this agency. This is Hamilton County, Ohio, and you'll hear a little bit about it, but they have something really special, and I can't wait for you guys to hear about it. So we've started a fundraiser for these kids on youcaring.com/holidayradiothon, and we're going to make this year's radiothon count. We're going to do something for kids in foster care. And it's really important to me and special to me. And that's important to a lot of you because we've had a lot of donors already and it hasn't even gone live on Radiothon yet. So it's something that's really special. And I think hearing from him, it's just jaw dropping what is going on in our country. And to be able to help just a little bit is so exciting. So here to give us is Brian Gregg from Hamilton County, Ohio.
And right after you hear him, you're going to hear our headliner today, Stacy Westfall, will be up right after this.
Well, we have somebody very special on the line and something that is very near and dear to my heart. As you guys know, my husband and I are in the search to adopt a child out of foster care in the U.S. here. And speaking and calling lots of different organizations and lots of different places and talking to different caseworkers about different children and learning more about the organizations, I stumbled across one that it just felt different and special to me. And it's Hamilton County in Ohio. It's very far away from Phoenix. It's just one of those ones that I just connected with the people that work there immediately. And my thought was, you know, how can I get some of these children some Christmas presents? And then my thought was, let's bring it to the radiothon and see if our listeners can get kids some Christmas presents. And so we've got Brian Gregg from Hamilton County on the line with us. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jamie. Very, very nice to be with you today. I'm very honored that you consider our organization to be someone worthy of this. So thank you very much.
Well, you know, what we decided to do was, you know, there's some children that I was looking at and talking to some of your caseworkers about, and I just realized that, you know, these kids are going to be in foster care. All the ones that I'm seeing on your website, they're all going to be in foster care over Christmas. And I wanted to be a little bit of a secret Santa. And then I thought, well, why save that warmth for myself? Let's spread that warmth around and maybe make it a bigger and better thing for the kids in foster care. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the foster care in Hamilton County?
Absolutely. I love the way you're thinking. Hamilton County is a home to Cincinnati, so many people outside of Ohio, you can think Cincinnati when you think Hamilton County. We are the agency in Hamilton County charged with protecting children, and when a child can no longer return to their family safely, we would be the organization that would find adoptive parents. And I think that's how you found us. On any given day, we have about 1,200 children in our care that are in foster care. And that means they're temporarily in our care. A subset of them could be permanently in our care, but most of them are temporarily in our care as we try to safely reunite them with their bio families, their biological families. If we cannot safely reunite them, they will become permanently in our care. So we have about 400 children on any given day that are available for adoption and in our permanent care. So the problem is big. Hamilton County is about a 800,000 person community, and we have 1 in 11 children that we are working with throughout the year. So, wow. You know, 17,000 children we touch in some way on a yearly basis.
Yeah, Glenn, the further I go into this process, the more your heart breaks, and then people put your heart back together by the good work that they do. And I just, again, there's services and organizations in every county and everything, but I called some of the organizations in Phoenix to see if I could get these kids gifts. And the one local one that I called said, yeah, you can send us some money and we'll get a gift card for the foster parents. But I want this to go to the kids. And this, or Hamilton County Job and Family Services, was all about it, jumped right on board. But they also have something very special called the Family Fund. Because when I said, well, what if we give you too many Christmas presents? What happens to the extra? Well, it turns out they help not only kids at Christmas time, but year round. Talk about some of the other things, Brian, that you guys do for the kids year round.
There are things that, you know, are kind of special, and they might be costly. They might be beyond a foster parent's reach. So let's think prom gown, tuxedo for the prom, a college visit. You know, if you're lucky enough to be a foster child, to graduate high school, to be doing well enough that you are accepted into a college or could be accepted into a college, you want to visit that college. You want to know what that college is all about. But you might not be able to, if you're in Ohio and you want to go to school in Kansas, you may not be able to afford to make that college visit. So we have a fund that was set up by a separate board of people in our community who came together and said, how do we pay for these things that really can't be paid for with the taxpayer dollars that are used to fund services to these children, but are still needed? And they created the Family Fund. It's a independent board. They vote on whether or not a child can use the funds. And then for things like, you know, Christmas and things like that, you know, it's kind of an automatic, you know, approval. Boom. You're approved. You can spend that money. And we do. We spend it on a holiday party for our children. We try to make sure each child gets a $50 gift, or, you know, several gifts that equal $50. So we have this independent fund that takes donations. It's approved by the community. It's set up specifically to help with things that that go beyond the bare necessities that are provided by taxpayer money.
This is not a common thing that I've seen at different organizations. Okay, so this is something that I've come across that's special. And I just thought, if it's special to me, it's going to be special to somebody else out there, and somebody else is going to want to help these kids and give them a Christmas and give them a life beyond foster care. You know, these are things that make kids feel normal. They get a prom dress. They get to go to summer camp. This Family Fund pays for things like for children with disabilities that need a little extra help. The Family Fund is there. So what we're doing is we have set up a You Care fundraiser, and we are going to donate all the money that our holiday radiothon brings to us to the Family Fund for Hamilton County. And you can go to youcaring.com/holiday radiothon and donate there. We will have the links on what are all of our websites. These links are going to be on, Glenn.
It'll be on horsesinthemorning.com, horseradionetwork.com, and all the other shows. We'll put it on all of them. So it'll be right there on all of them. You'll just be able to click on the button. So if you go to youcaring.com/holiday radiothon, you'll find the donate button there. And we will be accepting donations through the end of this week. And then the money will head on over, and hopefully we can help all of those kids who, by the way, that's a staggering number. I didn't realize it was that high just in that county alone. We'll help all of those kids have a better Christmas. And I know, and I'm committing to right now, that the Horse Radio Network, we're the first ones to donate. And we're donating $100 towards the goal. So we hope that that helps a little bit.
Brian, thank you so much for coming on and telling us. I would like to see our goal met by the end of Radiothon, people. So let's get it going here. HolidayRadiothon.com. You can find the link there, horsesinthemorning.com.
That's wonderful. Jamie and Glenn, thank you very much. You guys are a blessing to Hamilton County's foster children.
Well, I'm happy to announce, Jamie, that you or we are now at $1,763.
Nope.
What are we at?
It's gone up.
What is
okay, so we started this, and I said, I want to make it $2,500. And you said, that's too high. Let's make it $1,000. And then I said, heck, let's make it $1,000,000. You were like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we set it for $1,000, and we just posted it on the auditor page, and they hit that $1,000 in like 5 minutes. So we upped it to $2,500, my original idea. And oh my gosh, you guys, it's 7:22 in the morning for me, or 9:22 Eastern. And we are at $1,900.
$13.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Thank you for giving.
Are you kidding me? That's so incredible. You guys are amazing. I love you all so much. I cannot believe it. Just awesome.
And the kids will love you too, which is the more important part of all of that. Well, we're going to give you updates as the day goes along. But, you know, we have to keep going. We have a jam-packed day for you today. We're going to hear a little bit from Omega Alpha. And then Stacey Westfall, our headline guest for the day. We're going to hear from her. So here we go.
This is Dr. Gordon Chang from Omega Alpha Pharmaceutical. On behalf of Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals, the staff, and myself, I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and a Happy Holiday Season to all the listeners of the Horse Radio Network.
Y'all know her. She came to the internet fame in 2006 after a bridleless bareback freestyle ride at the Quarter Horse Congress, and the video had millions of views. She's one of America's most beloved horsewomen, Road to the Horse champion, trainer, competitor, and most of all, she's a mom. Welcome, Stacey Westfall, to the third annual Holiday Radiothon. Hi, Stacey, and Merry Christmas.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, hey, Stacey. Thanks for joining us, because Glenn forgot to mention one of the things that I think even females respond to even more about that bareback freestyle ride was that you did it to the tune of Live Like You Were Dying, which is one of my favorite Tim McGraw songs in the world. And I have always... always wanted to know the answer to this question. I'm just going to come out with it. I don't know you. I'm just going to throw it out there. Did Tim McGraw ever call you about that? Because, like, come on.
He never straight up called me, but I heard through the grapevine that, like, a connection had been made as far as, like, knowing that the song had been used in that way or however you want to say it. But it's kind of a secondhand kind of a thing versus a firsthand, yeah.
No, Stacey.
But
own
I could
it,
put
girl.
That, I could put that on my bucket list, though. That should be on my bucket list of things to, like, have a conversation about using that song.
I think pretty much you should tell people that you and Tim McGraw are, like, best friends now, because you used that song and you went viral and you guys are besties.
I'd be interested to see who got more views on their video. We'll have to take a look
right?
at that too. Yeah.
Stacey did.
I'm still angling towards a Starbucks gift card for my little drive-through when I rode my horse through the drive-through at Starbucks in Norco, and it's got like a million views on Facebook, and I'm like, I'm still looking for that gift card, like.
Yeah,
shouldn't I get like a Starbucks gift card?
I'll send you
Starbucks
one. All right.
Never called. Tim never called. I'm just ridiculous.
And she stuck with
Ellen
us.
And George both called. Ellen and George called, so I'm good.
Yes, I forgot to mention that you were on Ellen in your little intro, but we didn't have all day to do your intro either, so that was the other thing. Stacy, you have been good to us here at the Horse Radio Network over the years. We've been having you on now. We've been around 10 years, and it's probably been 10 years, so we appreciate that. And of course, we've become friends over the years and seen you rode to the horse every year, and you've done a lot of different things, but this day is about the holidays. What were the holidays like when you were growing up?
Oh, they were pretty kind of Norman Rockwell-ish. They were very, I grew up in Maine, and we would all go to my grandparents' house. And when I say all, it was all the extended family all met at this one house. And the big tradition in our family was that, so everybody's there, all the presents are piled underneath the tree. But each present was opened one at a time, and you had to go, you know, one person opened the present with everybody watching, and then you'd go say thank you, and then another present. So this was an all-day affair. Like, you started opening presents, and as a child, this was some form of torture almost, because you started opening presents, and they kept going around the house, and then you stopped for, like, this two-hour meal in the middle of the day, and then you kept opening presents until night, and it was fun, but, yeah, it was very... very family all gathered together.
That's torture for a child not to be able to go play with them immediately. Now,
maybe I learned patience.
Yeah, right? It taught you. Well, see, I have a now 4-year-old who is just really he gets it now. He gets Christmas. And I still haven't figured out how to do it, because last year it was like he opened something and wanted to play with it. And I was like, okay, my husband and I are like, go play with it. And so Christmas also took all day, but not in the way that, like, it was, we were like, he just wanted batteries. You know, I need batteries for this one. And this one's not working. And he wanted to play. So you have 3 boys, and how old are they?
Oh, they are now 16, almost 18. So I've got one that's just my Christmas baby. He's like the 21st. So basically 16, 18, 19.
How did you handle holidays with 3 boys when they were young?
It was exciting because those are all really close ages.
Uh-huh.
And it was very busy. It was fun. Actually, this is our first year in the new house that we just built here in Ohio. And I've already kind of got my eye on dragging out the old videos that I had converted over onto DVDs. And probably going to pop those in and let those play on Christmas Day of them when they were a little tiny and opening the presents and just being so surprised, because now we're in the age where you buy them some tiny little thing that costs way, way more
than, <That's> you know? than the whole pile before.
the pile is, there's no longer the pile that there used to be. So, but there was so much fun with the pile and the boxes and the wrapping paper and, yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, number one, kudos for having 3 that close together and all boys. I have 1 and I'm worn out. I mean, my God.
I remember Stacy joking about the fact that she was pregnant 3 years in a row and didn't have any break. It's like,
yeah,
pregnant.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I'll explain how that works one day. And then, yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's crazy that you had that much going on. Yeah. And now it's like, for me, it's, oh my God, I got a Matchbox car. You're like, 99 cents, baby. Nailed it. Now you're like,
No, iPhone, $1,000. That's
exactly.
Now, Stacy, you just mentioned about building a new house. Do I remember that you guys were like living in an RV or something while it was being built?
Yeah, actually, we lived in an RV and drove around the country towing a two horses in a 3-horse trailer.
Was it just the two of you, or were the kids along?
Oh, of course, the kids were there.
How was that with 5 adults basically in a RV for?
Okay, so the key to this is that you are moving to a new location and you get there and you're like, it's February and we're in Arizona. So you open up the door and everybody runs out and is like, wow, and you're all exploring. So when you keep moving every, I found it to be perfect right around 2 or 3 weeks. If we stayed in a place for about 2 to 3 weeks, then you could really get a flavor of the place, get to do a bunch of stuff, and then you could pack up and move. And we'd maybe only move, you know, 8 hours or something across the country. And then you really got a chance to get to know the place, but you also kept moving. So there was just enough time that you could explore and have fun. But you basically, you know, you woke up in the morning with a desire to go out and go. So then all of a sudden the RV doesn't look so small, because the RV is the capsule that's getting you from point A to point B. And it's where you eat and sleep, but it's not where you live and experience life.
Right.
Wow, that's beautiful.
That is kind of cool.
Can you explain that to my husband so I can compete more and like with our kid?
Living in a motorhome was my husband's dream. And so it was, there was a lot about, I was like, wow, this is really, but it was a huge thing, because we sold our house. There wasn't like, oh, we just go home. Like, we sold our house and moved
into
There was no going back. There was no going back, which was also relaxing, because there was no going back. So you, wherever you were is where you were. But it was, yeah, it was definitely an adventure that my husband drove.
Well, so now
you'll have to ask him about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're talking to him later in the day during the horse husband's hour, and I'll ask him that same question. We'll see if we get the same answer. So that'll be good.
Tip him off.
It should be different. I would expect them to be different.
Tell us about, let's go back to your childhood, because the theme of this year's Radiothon is your ultimate horsey Christmas gift, past, present, or future. I happen to know when you were 13, there was a pony named Bay. And was that something that had been promised to you for a while?
So I had the two I had growing up were, I had a penny pony named Misty, which meant we bought her for a penny.
Oh.
She came with a saddle and a bridle and everything. And then when I outgrew her and my feet were about dragging the ground, then I got Bay, which was my quarter horse who was right on the bubble. She was like 14 too. So it was like, depending on how you stood her, you could enter pony classes or horse classes. And so she wasn't a Christmas gift, but related to my pony was, if you had to have me pick my ultimate, definitely it was what I received one Christmas for the pony.
What was it?
So remember the former story about the, this takes all day to open all these presents?
Yeah.
Well, I have a younger brother who's a year younger. And so we would get there and the pile of presents was so big that you couldn't like scope it all the way to the bottom. So as the tree kind of went down and down and down, you'd get near the end of the day and you'd be trying to see which ones would be left for who. And so we would be, you know, little elves trying to like pass out presents, but you're also digging to try to see what might be in there for you. And so that one year I had really, really wanted an English saddle. And my brother had really, really wanted a ferret. And so when the tree got way whittled down, we were looking underneath.
Oh, please, God, tell me there was not a ferret in a box all day.
And there's nothing under the tree for either of us that would be the right size for either of these. And so
poor little thing.
We're consoling each other. And we're kind of like, you know, we're like, we get down and then they bring out this big box and it has my name on it. And I opened it up and it was this. Now keep in mind, like, so it was an English saddle. It was an all purpose English saddle and it was for my pony. So it was a pony all purpose English saddle. And I was over the moon happy about it. Mm-hmm. But then I turned and I looked and my brother was looking really sad, which my mom then caught on to, who was trying to, you know, juggle all of this. And she runs into the other room and brings out the other giant matching big box, which was, you can't keep a ferret under a tree all day. So this is why neither of them were under the tree, because we didn't want your brother to think that we'd left him out, but we didn't, you know, how do you explain a scratching box? So they didn't. So.
Being Santa Claus is so difficult. Aww. It is so hard being Santa
Claus. Santa Claus is way harder than you think. That is a tough job right there.
Especially when I usually fall asleep half an hour before my child. And then I'm like supposed to get Christmas ready, you know, after he's asleep and make sure that the way is paved for Santa to come on down the chimney. I got to make sure everything's ready. So it's a long night for parents. You are absolutely right. You were mentioning earlier what it means to kind of have your children understand that Christmas may not be just about getting presents for themselves. And we, for this holiday, have decided to, for this radiothon, choose a fundraiser to kind of donate some Christmas gifts to. And what we picked is, you're in Ohio, so it was funny. I actually selected a organization in Ohio that helps foster kids. My husband and I are in the process of adopting, and I've talked to foster care agencies all over the country. And speaking to this one, it's the Hamilton County Job and Family Services, and they're in Ohio, I think outside of Cincinnati, and they work to help kids for Christmas and all of those, you know, those big holidays, but they also help kids year round. So we're taking donations to help kids in your state. And it's amazing. Have you, I think you were saying you had done some charity work for the agencies in Ohio.
Yeah, we have. And it's my son, my middle son was working at an ice cream store in town this summer. And he started noticing some of these, adults kind of with disabilities and stuff, noticing them coming in and talking to him and, but being kind of shy. And he figured out that there's actually like a rest home in town that, that several of them live at. And we stopped by the other day, and I think there are 9 that live in the one rest home, and then there's another one. And I think that we might do something over there with maybe a Secret Santa type thing. It's always so fun if you can find a place to, you know, whatever you want to name it, you know, pay it forward or giving back or, but it's just fun. And so I think we'll end up doing that this year, in that area, but yeah, anything you can do, it's so much more fun.
Well, it just makes so much more out of Christmas for you and your family mm-hmm. when you're able to help others. So gosh, it's just been an absolute joy talking to you. Okay, Glenn, she was as awesome as I was hoping she was going to be.
Oh, she's always awesome. Now we're going to find out how awesome and whether we get the same answers from Jesse later in the day.
Just because you're married, it does not mean you're the same person.
No, that's
really
true.
Not. So.
That's true. And we have a little fun with the horse husband, so we'll find out later in the day how that goes. Right. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us, as always. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
To you and the family.
Thanks, Stacy. Both of you. Merry Christmas.
This will be draw 3, exhibitor number 3353, Wizards Baby Doll, owned by Greg Gessner of Strasburg, Ohio. Stacy Westfall will be riding. Stacy Westfall and Wizards Baby Doll. Stacy would like to dedicate this ride to her dad, who went to live in heaven just 24 days ago. Thanks for teaching me to keep trying new things. Stacy Westfall.
You said I was in my early 40s.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
Happy holidays from horselovers.com. Here's a song to spread a little Yuletide cheer.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my barnmaid showed to me 12 ropers roping,
11 trainers training,
10 hunters jumping,
9 mares be-offing,
8 kids a-grooming,
7 stalls need cleaning,
6 foals a-sleeping,
5 snaffle bits, 4 neighing colts,
3 French mares,
2 Cleveland bays,
and a saddle from horselovers.com.
Happy holidays.
Precious Magic Gallop Jennings, the Wild Mustang, had a very bouncy lope. And whenever Jamie asked her, she would buck and say, yeah, nope. All of the other horses listen well to Jamie's ways. Luckily, Mrs. Jennings has leg muscles for days. Then one year round Christmas Eve, Coach Jen came to say, Jamie, please hold on so tight. Don't fall off and eat dirt tonight. Then Precious Magic Gallop Jennings, the Wild Mustang, learned to canter gracefully. Soon she'll be driving carriage and maybe jumping at Grand Prix. Happy Radiothon, everybody.
Hi, Glenn, Jamie, and Jen, and the rest of Horse Radio Network. This is Jacqueline Burke from Maryland. I just wanted to call and say Merry Christmas and wish everybody a happy holidays. You guys have been just a huge rock in my riding life. And since I have my own place now, provide me the barn family that I don't always get anymore. So I just wanted to say thank you.
It's Christmas time and I have found a package on my porch. What could it be? Why, it's a present for my horse. It's a weather beater blanket, just the perfect size. With matching neck and boots, it's a fabulous surprise. It's a weather beater blanket to keep my baby warm and looking really pretty on the farm. It's a weather beater blanket to keep my baby warm and looking really pretty on the farm. Merry Christmas.
This is Auditor Matt from Maryland, and my ultimate horsey Christmas gift would have been last year when my parents got me a 20 by 20 run-in shed for my new farm.
Hey guys, it's your newest recruit, Jemmy, and I just have to give a big love shout out to my boyfriend, Scooter, for this year's Radiothon. Here we go. Scooter the carriage pony with his big wiggly nose. He was so quick to show me the horsey love I'd never known. I drove all the way to Ocala, looking forward to nothing else. Certainly not Glenn's chili, tasted as bad as it smelled. Then one stormy Friday eve, Irma the hurricane made me hurry along back down south, 'cause she was coming my way, no doubt. So I had to leave my scooter with carrots and a smiley face and a promise to see him for the holidays back at that HRN place. Back at that HRN place. Happy Radiothon, everybody. I love you, Scooter.
HorseLovers.com is offering a special gift with purchase just for Radiothon listeners. Horse Lovers partnered with Kodiak, their premium blanket brand, to create a special gift just for you, the listeners of Radiothon. Here's the deal. Spend at least $49 with Horse Lovers, enter radio in the coupon box at checkout, and get an easy roll-up all-purpose fleece blanket with purchase that's valued at $25. So you spend at least $49, you get a gift valued at $25. This is an exclusive code just for Radiothon listeners. Good while supplies last only. So horselovers.com, shop today and use coupon code RADIO to get your free, easy roll-up all-purpose fleece blanket.
A horse can be stressful. There's trailering, going to strange places to show or trail ride, the threat of tummy upset from new hay or changes in feed, and of course, the dreaded new horse in the barn that causes drama, drama, drama. That's why your horse needs Redmond's Daily Gold Stress Relief. Daily Gold Stress Relief is a natural and unique blend of minerals that work together to encourage healthy digestion. Unique molecules attract and bind toxins that cause stomach trouble, while its high pH takes the burn out of acetic ulcers and sores. By bringing your horse's stomach pHs to a healthy balance, it can help pacify your horse and reduce conditions that lead to stomach issues. Redmond Daily Gold Stress Relief is available in a convenient quick-relief syringe, 4.5-pound pouch, or the big 25-pound bucket. Find Redmond Daily Gold Stress Relief at your local tack and feed supplier or go online to redmondequine.com.
Well, I would like to welcome to the show one of my big crushes. His name is Jared Rogerson. You guys have heard him a million times because we play his songs all the time, because anytime Glenn asks me what I want to play on the show, I always pick a Jared song because I love them so much. So we have stalked him. I mean, kindly ask him to join us for Radiothon again. And I would like to say good morning, Jared.
Good morning. Good morning. So good to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah.
I'm a little surprised you had me back. I think last time I was on, it was like some ungodly hour of the morning and I was half awake, and I'm a musician, so that's kind of the opposite of a morning person. So,
but then we get that scratchy morning voice of yours, which is always nice. And today we're going to put your voice to the test. I have a special, special game, a holiday game coming up to play with you a little bit later. And, you know, one thing that we get a lot of requests for is not your music. We get requests from me to sing. People want more me, Jared. So I feel like I need to give them more me, and I'm just going to have you kind of in the background. Is that cool?
Yeah, background vocals are perfect. Yeah. I'll stand in the shadow for sure.
Here's how this is going to work. My contention is that nobody actually knows Christmas songs. Like, you maybe know the first word, or the first line or second line, but nobody knows Christmas songs. As a musician, have you ever had to play Christmas songs at concerts?
Yeah, and it's like a very few times a year, and I never remember the words.
Okay.
See?
So you might agree with me.
Yeah, so this game is for me.
So I'm going to sing the first couple lines, and when I stop, you have to sing the rest of just the, you know, what comes next. So I do feel like you as a musician have an obligation to know the words to these songs. So if you screw up, you know what? You're going to screw up. There's no way you're going to know all these, but they're very common Christmas songs. Everybody knows. If you go to the mall, it is piped in. Okay. You will hear it.
I accept your challenge.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. We're ready, Jamie. Take it away.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corn pop pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman was a fairy tale, they say. But the children came and they laughed and played and they watched him melt away.
If that's not how it goes, it should.
It should. That's it sounded good to me.
That's all I got. Yeah.
And how many times have we heard that song? About a million.
You got more than I would have got. So you actually got most of it right. But I like your ending better. Let's wrap this song up now. He melted. It's done. It's over. All right. Next one. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Grandma had been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she went outside, and she walked off, and she fell face down into the snow.
Wow! That was so much better than the actual song. Just go with that.
If you hadn't said anything, I would have known the words. But as soon as you started singing, it just all went away.
You know what, though? Did you notice a trend here, Jamie, to the end of his songs? The end of his songs are one more lyric, and then something drastic happens, and that's it.
And die. They die.
They die. Everybody's dead and we're going on.
Everybody dies in the end of Jared Rogerson's Christmas songs. All right. Here we go. If you can figure out a way to kill this guy, I'll be amazed. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane.
Itching and kicking and licking and ticking all the way home again.
Yes. Wow, you nailed it. Wow, that was perfect. Exactly. That's like the exact words. How did you know? Itching and kicking and licking.
Itching and kicking.
That's where.
You really need to do some parodies of these songs, Jared. We will play them every day.
This is a tough game. I thought I for sure would know some of these words at least.
You think you should know them, but you don't. All right. So we're going to wrap this up. This is the last one I will challenge you with. And we have the actual audio, because if you guys don't know this song, you should, because this is the best Christmas song I've ever heard of my entire life. This is my favorite of all time, hands down. Here you go. Here's the line. You finish it up. Dear Santa, bring me a man this Christmas.
She's all about peace, love, horses.
Woo! That was better. That was better. But Glenn, can you play the Weather Girls song?
Yeah.
Bring me a man.
Yeah.
So the correct answer was, bring me a man for Christmas. I need a man to keep me warm, Jared.
I need a man to keep me warm, Jared. Yes. That's what your line was. But I love that version better. Thank you so much. I got a little goosebumps hearing you sing it live. So we're going to have to play that in just a second. But I wanted to thank you so much, Jared, for putting up with this all these years. And just, it's amazing. And you're very kind. And please give your family and your wife and your kids hugs and happy holidays from the Horse Radio Network.
She's all about peace, love, horses, and me.
Well, Jamie, you were in your finest vocals for that.
You know, I feel like I really did some justice. However, I mean, come on, there's a song about a hippie chick who likes horses. That's all of our listeners right now. So
very well done, Jared. He's never coming back after that. Never.
We say that every time, and I don't know why he does.
He comes back every year. He comes back. What's our update?
All right. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. Thank you, everybody, for donating. We are at $1,958.
Woohoo! Of our $2,500 goal. Go to youcaring.com/holidayradiothon, or if any of our webpages has the link to it there.
Do you want me to sing some more right now?
Just that's okay. Things? I think we had enough, actually. I think we're good. We have to pick some prize winners. How about we do that instead?
Fine.
How about
prizes.
All right, we're going to give away our first prizes. Wendy, what's coming up?
This hour, we're giving away a pair of Cavallo Trek hoof boots worth $170. Glenn and Jennifer use these boots all the time on Scooter and Nigel, and they're some of the most comfortable and longest-lasting boots on the market. These boots work because they're easy to put on and off. They have an all-terrain tread that minimizes buildup of mud, sand, and debris. They provide excellent traction while still allowing natural movement. The center of the outsole is recessed to minimize pressure, and the Cavallo Trek hoof boots have built-in sole relief and raised inner rim that takes pressure off the sole bars and frog. Cavallo's honeycomb design maximizes strength and minimizes weight for the comfortable performance your horse deserves. Visit cavallo-inc.com for more information. You want me to pick one right now, or you want me to?
Let's do the other one.
Okay, so we're also giving away, every hour, we'll be giving away a $50 gift card to horselovers.com. Use coupon code RADIO at checkout to get a free Kodiak Easy Roll-Up All-Purpose Fleece Blanket on all orders over $49 at horselovers.com.
Now, that's exclusive for the Horse Radio Network listeners. You're not going to find that anywhere else. So if you're listening today and you're placing an order with Horse Lovers in the next week or two for the holidays, just put radio in checkout and you're going to get yourself a free fleece blanket.
And let's get serious. Who's ever ordered anything from Horse Lovers that was under $49? Nobody. So you're all going to get a free blanket.
That's true. And Jamie, how would you like to pick the winners? Wendy's going to look at what our numbers are between one and something. She's going to give us a number here.
I'm ready.
So she is sorting
what
for
are
us.
What are my numbers to choose from here?
Oh, you can choose between 1 and 109.
1 and 109, and this is for the Cavallo Trek hoof boots.
Okay, you're picking number, Lucas. Between 1 and 109. What's mommy's favorite number?
9.
There you go, nine.
Nine, okay. Well, congratulations, Ashley Noble. You just won the Cavallo Hoof Boots.
Yay, congratulations to Ashley. Good job. And we'll need another number that's going to win $50 gift card from Horse Lovers. We're giving away one of those Horse Lovers is giving one of those away every hour on the hour today. $600 worth of gift cards.
Okay, what's the number, Lucas?
100.
100.
100, that is, let me see, drum roll, 100 is Robin Kane. Congratulations, Robin.
Good job, yeah. Robin. I know she's an auditor, so thank you very much for that. Well, congratulations to the two of them. Remember, grand prizes at the end of the day are a WeatherBeta blanket gift pack and your choice of any WeatherBeta Wintec saddle. North America's favorite synthetic saddle brand, Wintec Saddles, have been combining world-leading innovations in high-tech materials in lightweight, weatherproof, and easy-care saddles since 1986. Whether simply enjoying your time together or schooling for competition, there's a model in the range for you. Visit wintec-saddles.com for more information on the Wintec range and to locate your nearest retailer. Well, we have time here quick for a caller. We have Ann on the line who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, Anne, do you have a favorite holiday gift that you've had or one you want in the future?
I'm going to be the cheesy horse girl because my Christmas gift actually was 6 years ago that I love is my horse. I got her on October 24th. So she was an early Christmas present.
Oh, well, that's great.
A Christmas pony.
Yay! So tell us about your pony. What is your horse?
She's an off-the-track thoroughbred.
Good for you.
She's going to be 20 in April.
Oh, wow. So, and what do you use your off-the-track thoroughbred for?
We used to do dressage competitions, but now she's retired. She's living her life being a fat pasture pony.
Oh, that's special. That's the way all ponies should live out their lives. For sure.
Yes.
Well, Anne, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for calling in and for listening. We appreciate you.
Thanks, you guys. It was a great way to spend my day off.
All right, good. Yeah, listen, all day. Chance to win prizes all day. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's talk to Rick real quick here. We have a couple of minutes. Hi, Rick. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Morning. Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Morning.
Merry Christmas.
All right, so do you have a favorite holiday gift?
Well, mine will be a future one, and I know it won't come on Christmas, but it'll be my first ride on my filly.
Oh, how old is she?
She's two right now, coming up on three, and I've just been showing her in halter, so when it comes time for her to be broke and ride, that'll be a good Christmas present.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Oh, what a nice holiday present that will be, Christmas present. So where in the world are you calling us from?
I'm in Fairborn, Ohio, just about an hour north of Cincinnati, matter of fact.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Well, I hear the horses in the back. He wins the prize for having the first horses in this. I think they're horses. What's going on back there?
That is a very aggressive horse.
Wow.
They're hungry.
Is that a stallion I own?
Yeah, it was two of the stallions that decided to make their voices
known. Oh. Just great. What we need. We needed that on the first hour radiothon.
Yep.
Rick, can you have them call back in the last hour of radiothon too? Just the stallions call us?
Call us back.
Well, I'll be home by then.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, everybody. We're wrapping up the end, believe it or not, of hour one already. We have some great guests coming up for you in hour two and a lot of more voicemails and a lot more callers. So stay tuned for hour two. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Remember, the call-in line is 435-272-1997, and Jamie will be coming back as well. So here we go.